This is a Biz Community Podcast.
Good morning. This is Jaapie Swanepoel and welcome to the very first edition of BizPod Interactive, Biz Community's digital podcast.
Yes, it's my first attempt at podcasting and I'm going to try and do it unscripted, very little planning and hopefully not too much editing. After Barack Obama won the US election, I really can't help but having to say at least something about the way it was done. And by now a lot of people are aware of the fact that to what extent Obama has used the digital environment. Right now I'm looking at a website called connectthrough.com, AdTrend newsletter, and they actually talk about the first ever digital presidential election. I mean, a few years ago, 100, 200 years ago, when the first presidents got elected, someone like Franklin D. Roosevelt, you know, there was only newspaper and maybe a little bit of radio. Then as media and technology became more accessible, finally we had TV, but nothing is quite like the internet. Not only can you see the person's photos and videos and read what they've said, you can actually interact with them. You can actually give a comment back and you can actually say, oh, I like this, I want to join this course, hey, I'm going to set up my own page just for this course. And in fact, I mean, both McCain and Obama used it. Both of them were on Facebook, both of them were on MySpace, both have videos, and in fact both of them spent a lot of money on paid advertising. But it's quite clear that Obama's the one that embraced it. And it really spoke to the people, those young people, first-time voters, those ones that have never voted before, that were just saying, that just had a whole great sense of apathy, like, oh, my vote doesn't matter. It really seems that these are the guys that are embraced online. In fact, if you go to Obama's site, it's amazing. The amount of stuff that's there in terms of blogs and video clips and photos. You can actually set up your own section called mybarackobama.com. What intrigued me most is the mobile page. There's a whole section just for iPhone apps, web pages. One of the things that struck me is the ringtones. There are 12 different ringtones on Obama's site, and you merely need to send an SMS and you'll get a ringtone. My favorite is number 11. It goes something like this.
The question I have is, are you fired up? Are you ready to go? Are you fired up? Ready to go? Fired up? Ready to go? Let's go and knock on some doors.
Wow. Okay, go Obama. All right, well, enough about the U.S. election. Something else that got my attention last week was this new website, ideabounty.com. ideabounty.com, if you go to the website, it says their clients get thousands of minds thinking about your brief and only pay what you use. Creatives get paid for your best ideas with no long-term commitment from you. So the idea basically is to get clients and creatives to come together. The client puts down a fee, or be it the bounty, which at this stage is $2,500 US, and that is from the friendly bank FNB. And the basics here, FNB is trying to get South Africans to adopt online banking. Okay, I've been there for a while still, but in any case, $2,500. If I go to xe.com and type that in quickly, I see right now this morning it's 24,740 rands and 82 cents. Okay, not any money to be sneezed at if I can come up with a nice idea. So yeah, I mean, having a look through the site, seeing all the names, I see some people that are connected to Quirk, and in fact I see in Rob Stokes' Twitter feed over the weekend that there are already 500 creatives that have signed up. 500 creatives that are all going to try and put in ideas and get that bounty. So yeah, great concept, one to watch. Maybe if I have an idea in the near future, I'll drop it in there as well. Something else that came to my attention last week, 5 to 7 November, was the Web 2.0 Summit in San Francisco. I know these conferences are becoming a dime a dozen, but they seem to have quite some interesting people there. Jerry Yang, Lance Armstrong, Elon Musk, famous South African rocket pioneer, and someone that I found quite interesting who had a say about online and the Web 2.0, Mr. Al Gore, the guy who always introduces himself as, what does he say? The almost, what does he say when he... I'm the guy that was going to be president, or the almost president, or something like that. And in fact, his speech talks about how there's got to be a purpose for Web 2.0, how it can't just be there, there must be a purpose. And then he actually likens it to a story of when he and his wife got a puppy, and they got a dog trainer in, and they said, hey, can you help us to train this puppy? And the trainer said, but what's the purpose of the dog? Is it a watchdog? Is it there to play with the kids? Is it there to fetch a newspaper? So Mr. Gore believes Web 2.0 must have a purpose. So yeah, if you want to find out more about that, just go to Web 2.0. Just type that into Google, because it's quite a long URL. What else? Oh, right, coming up, the bookmarks. SA's first official digital online awards. Sure, we got a digital division in, the Lurie's. But this is the first time that there's something that's dedicated to digital, to online. And it's an initiative by the Online Publishers Association. And they're going to have categories for best site, best microsite, best media plan, online advertising, mobile advertising, best email marketing campaign, as well as the greatest individual contribution to new media. The entries closed last week sometime, but this week there'll be workshops. And I think it's worth a while to attend one of those workshops. If I go to their site, thebookmarks.co.za, I see that there's a breakfast workshop tomorrow, Tuesday, 11 November in Cape Town, and then 13 November, where is that, 11, 12, Thursday, there's a workshop in Johannesburg, and the workshops will be about what's going on in the industry. Before the workshop, in fact, there will be a breakfast with where they will have the international judges. So it's quite interesting for the event. They got two international judges. Johan Tesh of BBH, and he's worked on things like Johnny Walker, LG, Axe, KFC, Omo, and then a guy, Dick Bushman, from Achtung, which is also an interactive agency. So they'll both be coming to the breakfast, and then there'll be workshops talking about online advertising, the future, creative and technical boundaries, dragging traditional agencies into online, and the rise of mobile. So very much worth your while. If you still want to go there, go to thebookmarks.co.za, find out about those workshops, and then of course at the same time they will also announce the finalists for the Bookmarks Awards, and that the actual award ceremony will then be on Thursday evening, 13 November, at the Atlas Studios in our Auckland Park, Johannesburg. Right, well, that's it for this very first attempt at digital podcasting for Biz Community. If you like it, let us know. Please add your comments, send your emails. If you like it and it works, we'll do it more often. At this stage, we're a bit hesitant to say we'll do it every second week or every week. But if it works and there's traction, then let's go for it. So this is Jaapie Swanepoel signing off with podcast number one. Cheers, and have a very digital day.
Thank you for listening. Please feel free to leave us a comment.